It's not Monday. That's the good news. And we check in with City Councilman Tim Mayer, the parliamentarian, pops in with us. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Had a great weekend.
Good. You got any leftover hot dogs you can bring us this morning?
Yeah, no hot dogs. No hot
dogs. He's. I bet he's a brat man.
Yeah.
Everything.
Beer and brat.
Put it on a grill. I'm eating it. Let's have some fun with that. So it's back to the grind this week, but we've only got a short 4-dayer.
Yeah, but they got a regular one tomorrow night.
You've got a regular meeting?
That is correct.
Very
we do
nice.
Have a city council meeting, city council chambers at 6:30 tomorrow, Wednesday. We have two pieces of legislation to wrap up. We discussed them in committee last week, and that is the amend our ordinance 1723, which is Title 15, which is basically vehicles and traffic. And as we discussed last week, this is all about bicycles, pedestrians, what they're referring to as scooters. Scooters being anything that's propelled by foot. So, for example, inline skates, a scooter itself, that sort of thing.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Human-powered.
Human-powered, yeah. Skateboards, that's the word I was searching for, skateboards. So skateboards, scooters, roller skates, inline skates. That sort
you know what's
of
interesting
thing.
I've always seen throughout my life, and I wondered if you've seen, when you put up a sign that says no skateboarding, what happens?
They skateboard.
Everybody skateboards there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's because
course.
It obviously is a good spot.
Well, it's a
exactly.
Rebel.
It's an advertisement, man. Don't skate here because people who do, et cetera, et cetera. So that's
yeah, exactly.
Good
you,
spot.
You've ruined it for all of us.
Prime
hey, real estate.
Tim, I know that this is getting technical in some respects, but I've seen those things that catch fire, but they're mechanical. They're not a real skateboard. I don't know what they're called.
I know what you mean, yeah, but I don't know what they're called either.
But
yeah,
are those considered motorized?
Yes, they are.
So
get you a helmet and a license.
Can you do that on a sidewalk, or do you have to do that in the street?
You know, that's a good question.
I'd show up at 6:30 on Wednesday.
Electric bicycles are allowed on the sidewalk.
I've seen scooters that have motors, too.
That's right.
Where do you hang out, Keith?
I don't think those are allowed, and I don't think... the board that you're talking about is allowed.
Okay.
That's a good question, though. Yeah.
And bikes, obviously, that's an issue, too.
Yeah, and one of the big issues that we discussed last week was that part of the amendments to the code would allow bicycles to ride on the sidewalk, which raised a lot of questions and concerns from council members. And so I think what's going to happen is there will be an amendment that will... restrict bicycles from the sidewalks on Kirkwood and the downtown square.
Well, this is a stupid Klein question, but when you bring the bike onto the sidewalk to put it in one of those racks, now what?
Oh,
you walk
geez.
It to that?
You walk it.
Okay.
You dismount the bike.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right. I don't know if we need all these intricate rules. It's just more of a generalization. Correct, Tim?
Well, I think what's happened is, you know, the city's been very aggressive on putting in bicycle lanes. And what we found, because we're a community that was developed in the 19th century, that it's very hard to make connections. And so what they're proposing is allowing sidewalks in uncongested areas to further those links. That's pretty much the philosophy behind it. And they do in the code, it does say that in congested areas, people must walk their bike as opposed to ride their bike. But Councilmember Schoper raised the issue last week, and she's joined by Councilmembers Granger, Piedmont Smith, and myself. We have an amendment tomorrow night that will basically say you do have to dismount your bike on these given streets, which are Kirkwood from Sandville Gates all the way to College Avenue, and then, of course, all the sidewalks around the square. So, I think that's probably a reasonable position to have, and I'm hopeful that we get at least one more vote so that it'll become part of the ordinance.
How does the enforcement of this work, Tim? Is
well,
that up to you guys or not?
Well, the enforcement is built in to the code in terms of a schedule of fines. And, they would be enforced by city police officers. And I believe parking enforcement officers could issue summits as well. So,
Tim, do we still, I don't know, still is the right word. Do we have bicycle-mounted police officers?
You know, I don't know for a fact. I haven't seen them for a while, but okay. It is possible, yeah.
Okay. Now, you said there was another issue that's going to be on the agenda tomorrow night, and that has to do with neighborhood parking?
Yes, neighborhood parking. And over the years, going back to the 70s, that program has been in place that people with reasonable conditions can apply for and receive a private parking permit or private parking space on the street that's limited to their use only, so the general public cannot use it. It's a permitted space. And there are less than 20 of these citywide, and the Planning Transportation staff was recommending that they eliminate that program. But again, I think a number of council members are concerned about that, especially for people with disabilities.
Sure.
You know, have difficulty getting to their car and
can't park three blocks away and walk, right, or whatever the deal is. That's the law of common sense. I like that. So,
yeah.
There are always exceptions to the rule, isn't there, Tim?
That's true. That's true. And I think that one will stay in place. So we'll see.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning, checks in from the City Council every Tuesday. You guys had a busy week after we talked to you last Tuesday. We spoke to Deputy Mayor Mick Renhuizen on Thursday morning about the city's lawsuit moving forward with the annexation. What will the council's role play in this, if any, moving forward?
That is strictly an administration issue. The council really doesn't have any interest, invested in that particular process, except for fiduciary. If the mayor has basically, what he has said is that they will use internal legal staff to litigate that issue, and that if they go outside, they will seek pro bono work from legal firms. And to the best of my knowledge, that's where it stands. And if they needed additional funds, that would be about the only thing that would come forward. But if they seek pro bono work and receive it, there would be no need for money. So it does affect the city legal's workload. That much is sure, can be acknowledged. But the council really doesn't have any issue involved with the lawsuit itself.
So even if this thing stretches out 2 years, 3 years, four, it's just anytime there's a budgetary concern, that's where the council would be involved?
That is correct.
Tim, question for you on that. There were certain time deadlines that you were trying to get passed when you were doing the annexation. Let's say you're successful, or the city's successful, not you personally. The city is successful in their lawsuit against the state. What happens on the restoration of where you were trying to be by certain deadlines and where you'll be whenever this thing is over?
Well, we did pass, we did cancel the meeting of May 31st.
Right.
So that is finished. There has been some discussion that if the city were to prevail in its lawsuit against the state, that the annexation would basically pick up where it left off, but I'm not quite clear on that, and I'm not quite clear as to whether the city would want to go forward with that at this point in time. So I really just don't know. But I think there would be a legal possibility that the city could go forward with the annexation, basically pick up where it left off.
That's my question. Is it's basically to restore everything that you were trying to do in the first place?
Yeah, and I'm not clear on that because, I'm not part of the lawsuit itself. So It's basically what they're saying, though, is they felt that they, being the city administration and the mayor, feels that the action taken by the state legislature at the 11th hour was inappropriate and not legal. That's really what they're pursuing.
And if you didn't have a chance to hear that interview with Mick Renheisen, you can do so. Go to WGCLradio.com. Click on the Glass blog, and you can find it from last Thursday. So helpful stuff there, some angles on why they want to be the plaintiff as opposed to the defendant, why this is happening at this time. So if you were out of town early, you can go back and listen to that on Thursday. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington City Council. Meeting is tomorrow night, 6:30, Council Chambers. Did you have a good Memorial Day weekend, Tim?
Yeah, we did. It was real quiet. We took a little time and thanked our relatives who have served in the service of their country, and just kind of had a quiet weekend.
Very nice. Did you pick up a sinus infection or head cold like I did? Did you?
No, fortunately, I did that already.
Oh, you went early before the holiday. Well, that's,
exactly.
That's good. That's a smart way to plan. Maybe I should have thought of that.
Maybe you got it through the phone from Tim.
Maybe I got it from two kids running around to touch everything. That's where.
He's somewhat miserable today, Tim.
I'm beyond miserable, but at least you and Keith are here. I could have been, it could have been much, 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 much worse. As the council moves on, when we look ahead, we know that budget stuff is down the road. When does your hiatus start? Right around 4th of July?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so we've got another.
The last Wednesday in the month of June.
Okay.
Yep.
So then you go away for your 6-8 weeks or whatever
that is. That's correct.
And sort out through all the monies. So do you anticipate from your crystal ball anything in that next, I don't know, today's almost, it is the 30th, between the 30s.
Right.
Where this annexation stuff will spark back to life? Or do you feel that there's too much wrangling going on that this will be drawn out? What is your feeling? I'm not asking for, we're not holding you to this.
Oh, I would think that this is going to take a long time. I just don't see any other way.
I just don't see a lot of the stuff that hurries. Other than injunctions, everything else seems to just take a while to play out in this. This is a...
it's a legal matter, so those things, take time.
Well, and the lawsuit's not one for immediate relief.
No, and that's the angle to this, because you're going to have continuances and motions and all that other stuff that goes. I don't know any of that stuff. That's why
I'm
bring
not
you
a
on.
Lawyer. So
yeah, I don't even play one on the radio, so that's that's hard to do as well. So you don't anticipate anything in the next 30 days that would jump into your schedule.
No, not at all.
So you're cruising then. You've got open water ahead of you till June 30th.
That's right.
Well, it seems too easy.
Well, we do have first readings coming up, and one is an appropriation ordinance from our parks fund, general motor and vehicle fund, et cetera, et cetera. So that's all coming forward. That's typical for this time of the year. And then we will be working on the Chocolate Moose site. We have a little more work to do. Legally, so that they can move forward with their project. I mean, the project is ongoing.
Yeah, it's coming along nicely.
Just some legal work to get taken care of there, and then we will be designating an area over on Kinzer Pike for tax abatement for some housing units going in. So, but that's all first reading next week, and then we'll discuss it the following week in committee of the whole.
Well, we guess all right. So we'll get some stuff here in June. We just can't talk Taste of Bloomington and U.S. Open golf all the time. That's right. So we'll have some stuff to roll on with. All right. Good job as always. Tomorrow night.
Thank you.
6:30.
That is correct. Council chambers in City Hall. Good.
And people can talk.
People can always talk.
Oh yeah. People are invited to talk before the meeting, before the actual legislative part of the meeting starts, and then of course they can participate in the legislation as well. So,
do you expect any last minute suggestions, changes that will jump up and be and catch? I don't want to say catch you out, but do you think you got this all covered?
Yeah, I think so. As I said, there will be that one amendment to ask people to get off their bicycles and skateboards and all that on Kirkwood and around the square.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's where your population is.
For pedestrians. You
still have a bicycle commission, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And do they check in on things like this?
Yeah, they're part of the group that helped write this.
Okay.
Write this ordinance. Yeah.
Perfect.
Of course.
All right, buddy. Great job as always. Enjoy your short week this week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday and see how everything went at your meeting.
We'll do. Talk to you next week.
All right,
thanks.
Tim. Take care, Tim. City Councilman. He checks in with us most Tuesdays, except for his little hiatus we told you coming up there in July. That's not surprising, as everybody gets quiet. The feds do it. In July. Yeah, everybody.
In fact, they're on their Memorial Day break.
Keith, you sat on the city council before, right?
No.
You haven't?
No, I ran. I didn't get elected.
Where'd you run from? How much do those people make?
I don't know.
Not a lot. No. Point, so. Yeah.
No, it's under 10,000.
Take a little break. That's fair. Their public service is good.
Well, you can't calculate the number of hours they put in
that's
away from meetings.
Yeah, so that's a point. So if they need a little mm-hmm. retreat, yeah, fine. All right, good job, JNS Locksmith. You find everything for the residential or commercial outdoor technician, JNS Locksmith, 508 West 17th Street here in Bloomington. I'm a wreck this morning. Keith is holding the ship together. What was the name of the captain on the Titanic? What was his name? That's what I feel like today. Falling apart.
You're going down with the ship?
You better hop in one of those lifeboats.
Shouldn't you be standing on the bow singing?
I don't know. Yeah.
Have another cup of tea.
I can't hear you. Are we on the air?
Push a button and go get some tea.
Yeah, then on Sunday at our cookout, I played like I was 22, not 42.
Now you go. Put your finger on it. There you go. I saw you stand up a minute ago.
I couldn't barely stand up. I'm like the Tin Man. Get me some oil, please. Oh, geez.
That weekend softball game was something, huh?
Oh, I didn't even play softball. That's the worst part.